rates are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 25th, 2014. We're in the third hour. Taking your phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. I want to say hello to my board op today, Trey, doing a great job for us today back at RBN, helping us put it all together for you. We've got a lot of callers on the line. We've got John in Tennessee, Dave in North Carolina, Art off the grid, Lee in Tennessee, then Renee coming up. John, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing well, thank you. I hope I can say what I have to say in a way that your listeners can understand. First of all, there's been a lot of talk about Ebola. You and I spoke, and apparently there's some evidence that they're polluting the wells in West Africa with formaldehyde, which gives Ebola-like symptoms. Then you've got aspartame, which when it reaches a specific temperature turns into formaldehyde. So I think what we're seeing here is something that is not what we're being led to believe it is. Now, I want to take your listeners back to 2009 when Obama made a trip to Egypt and the people of Cairo proclaimed him, Farron, as the new King Tutankhamun of the world, or the new Pharaoh of the world. And for anyone that understands, and I'm going to get into this just as quick as I can, Barack Obama, the word bar means son of. And then if you add AK, which is Akh, that's the abbreviation for Akhenaten, who was also King Tut, or he was the pharaoh, and King Tut was Akhenaten's son. So we're seeing son of Akhenaten Obama. And like I said, the people of Egypt had called him the new King Tut of the world. What I think we're seeing is Exodus chapter 1, I'll quote two verses and then I'll move on to another subject. Now there arose a new king over Egypt. You can substitute that, I think, rightfully as America, which knew not Joseph or knew not God or was an evil king. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And then it went on to say, if there's a war that arises, they might join our enemies. So I believe we're being dealt wisely with. A little more evidence as far as the Ebola farce is what I believe it is. There's been a couple movies that were on recently. One was Iron Eagle 4 with Lou Gossett. It wasn't a really good movie, but the premise of the movie is chemical weapons being introduced into foreign countries cause instability, you know, so that they can overturn governments. And basically, I think what we're seeing here is chemicals being introduced in the water in Africa, i.e. formaldehyde, causing Ebola-like symptoms, causing fear to come into people. Hey, it's in America. We had a report today that it may be in Middle Tennessee because some woman visited a Nigerian or some such nonsense. Another movie that was done recently was The Good Old Red Dawn from 1984. You know, we're seeing this, and they're telling us. My question to your listeners, are you listening? Do you understand that as stupid as they are, they're not stupid enough to allow Ebola to come into this country either by accident or intentionally when they've been conducting FEMA pandemic exercises for 2 years. And here they are spending money, and lo and behold, we're seeing a pandemic, according to them, come in here to cause the ignorant masses. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. Ignorance is simply without the knowledge or without the information. They're ignorantly going to accept vaccinations. They're going to be crying for it to be at the Walgreens for the Rite Aid. And with that, I'll let you go. I'm interested in hearing what people have to say.
Hey, thank you so much, John. Thank you so much. It kind of goes along with what we heard Michael in New York say last week, his idea of what's actually going on here. Dave in North Carolina, how you doing today, sir?
Good, Farron. Good. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Well, you asked a question before. What's your opinion of progress? What do you consider progress? And my opinion of progress has gotten so low that if there's a day without bad news of some kind, I consider that progress.
You know, Dave, that's interesting because this past week, I mean, every day it was almost something horrific, and I myself, I'll admit, I've become somewhat numb to the bad news. I mean, I don't even know. This school shooting is so common now, I couldn't tell you what happened or how many were shot or any, because it happens so frequent. So, yeah, I think that would be progress.
Yeah, the school shootings, that's got a tendency to lean in and start to erode the Second Amendment, as we all know. And the Ebola thing, it's just, like my friend says, I'm just standing back watching the U.S. and it's race to the bottom.
That's absolutely the way I feel, especially, and I want to get your opinion on this, Dave. You've lived in this country a few more years than I have. This wide open southern border, and now this pledge for amnesty, and we know it's not going to be 12 million. They're printing 34 million green cards. There is a concerted effort to flood this country with people from other countries, and it's going to have, and already has had, a devastating effect on our culture and on our society and on our jobs. And you know, I sometimes feel like I'm alone crying in the wilderness here, because I don't see that other people feel as strongly or even feel as I do about how dangerous this is for our children and grandchildren's future.
Well, during the 1930s Depression, they shut off legal immigration. There was no immigration. The mentality was that there's not enough jobs for our own people. We can't bring any more people in. I guess the government had some kind of a semblance of trying to do the right thing in those days. Now they've got legal and illegal immigration running wild, in spite of the fact that unemployment's probably over 20%.
Oh, absolutely. And how about the story that the illegals that are going to be allowed to vote may actually swing the vote in our very own state here?
That's really bizarre. That's really bizarre. They come in here and they'll get Medicaid and food stamps, you know, the day after they get here. My family dates back to the early Dutch settlers. My family's been in this country approaching 400 years. That and a half a buck might get me a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I don't know where 50-cent coffee's at these days. Anything else you'd like to add? We got about 2 minutes before we go to break. They're yours.
Well, yeah, the other thing I want to mention, too, is the the electronic invasion. This isn't just a fad. This is a turning point in humanity. I stepped out of Walmart the other day. Everybody had their face shoved into some kind of an electronic device. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has changed drastically in just a short period of time, and it's only, everything you do and want to do is going to be in the palm of your hand, and it's going to be the ultimate enslavement. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call, Dave. Thanks for the phone call. We come back. We're going to Art Off the Grid, Lee in Tennessee. Renee, if you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Back at moments.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony of how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and a related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, 6 figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go Art off the grid. Art, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, Farron, how you doing this morning, man?
Doing great. Glad to have you on. What is on your mind today?
Well, let's talk about Ebola. I've got several news articles up here that I'm looking at. I'm going to kind of bleed them all together there because there's a lot of stuff going on here. And see where you want to go. We got, and we're not going to go back, you know, to the beginning because I've saved up like all kinds of different articles so that no matter what anybody says, I can pretty much pull up an article that's going to address it. But just in the past couple of days, we've had the World Health Organization come out telling us that we're past 10,000 people infected now. They got a number, they're estimating 10,141 people infected so far. We've recently had New York and New Jersey now have come out and said mandatory 21-day quarantine for anyone who's either been to West Africa or come in contact with these people in close proximity. Well, wait a minute. What I don't understand here is the first thing you do is you quarantine. You shut off access. No one in, no one out. That's standard protocol for an outbreak. So if you have these people, even doctors, coming back from this area, and they were directly in contact with these folks, treating them, when they leave the contaminated area and they come back here, what's the first thing you do? Quarantine and decontaminate. You don't let them get off the plane and go home. That's stupid. So they're negligent in their duties. I think maybe intentional, possibly. I don't know. But then you've got supposedly they're claiming the two nurses who were contracted Ebola out of recently are now cured. Wait a minute. I didn't think there was a cure, because if there was a cure, why are they saying a vaccine won't be available till early 2015? And here's the thing. We're coming up on the end of 2014. If you're going to have a vaccine as possible early 2015, where's all the testing? I think this is experimental, maybe, and plus the fact that there wasn't an Ebola outbreak until there was a mass vaccination over there in West Africa. Gee, kind of like the beginning of the AIDS outbreak in West Africa in the 80s. Then we've got Representative Tim Ryan a couple weeks ago complaining about the $1 billion down from 2003 that CDC used to get. So CDC funding has been cut, and now all of a sudden we've got Obama coming out talking about he wants an additional $1 billion to fight Ebola. And then we've got these people out there claiming, well, a travel ban may backfire on us. Are these people insane? Is any of this making sense, folks? We've got failure to quarantine. We've got travel bans are probably a bad idea. We've got rushes to vaccinate. I'm sorry, but this is sounding scarier and scarier by the day.
And you know, Art, the thing that gets me, I was watching the news last night, and I made mention of it in the first hour. This guy from New York, some pencil neck talking head they had drug up, was saying how difficult it is to catch Ebola. He was saying that everyone that rode the subway was going to be fine unless this guy threw up.
Yeah.
And it somehow got in your eye or something. You should be... Yeah. You should be fine. Well, if that's the case, how are these doctors in these hazmat suits and these nurses and everyone contracting the disease? And how come it's went from 1,000 to 2,000 to 3,000 to 10,000? If it's so hard, you've got to practically lay down and waller in it the way they tell it now. I suspect that this story is going to change quite a bit in the next coming weeks, especially when we move past the election, because as you point out, so much of it doesn't make any common logical sense. Not that our government ever does or blah, blah, blah. But I mean, in a rational mind, the stuff they're doing is just borderline insane.
Yeah. And to top that off, let's not forget what, the fellow who actually came up with the test. To test for Ebola, the actual inventor of the test, creator of the test. Well, I don't know if inventor is the right word, but the guy who created the test, the standard by which you test for Ebola, has come out and admitted it is not reliable. And it turns out that this so-called test for Ebola is virtually identical to the test for AIDS.
Huh, now I did not know that. That's interesting. That's interesting.
There are some slight differences in the test, but it's almost identical. But the guy who created the test for Ebola has come out and said it's not reliable.
How about, you know, in the news last night, they were showing them decontaminating the bowling alley, which just happened to be called the gutter, where the doctor had went bowling. Now, you know, something I thought about, and I'll ask you this one, Art. Say someone's got Ebola, and they're sweating, they're sick, they're handling their money. You know, they're buying coffee, they're buying medicine, they're riding the subway, they're going bowling, they're handling their money. You know, sweat, you know, they say the money's all covered with cocaine because there's so much drug activity. So why is no one, I've not heard anyone address the fact that what about if the money gets contaminated with the sweat or whatever urine, whatever of an Ebola patient, and then it's going through the system. You know, is the disease detectives going to track that down too? I mean, there's so many different, the bowling ball, the guy's bowling, his hand's sweaty. He puts the bowling ball up. The next guy comes along and gets it. Can he get Ebola? According to these people, they say no. But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure.
I really don't know. I remember hearing a discussion. I forget who it was. It was a news discussion. They were talking about it must be fluid-to-fluid contact. And the guy gave an example that, like, say if he said, say I'm infected and I cough. I put my hand over my mouth and I cough. Now all of that is all over my hand. I reach down, I grab a door handle, I open up the door and I walk through. You come behind me, you grab that door handle, now it's on your hand. Say you're eating chips. It is now going from your hand to the chip into your mouth. It's now in your body and bam, you're contaminated. I'm thinking to myself, now hold on a second. All it takes is one guy to spend a day running errands, touch. Everything he touches, because no one is walking around with a tube of antibacterial in their pocket, washing their hands every time they touch something. We should have rampant Ebola running just ramshot across this country right now if that were the case. Something ain't right in Denmark.
And I think the coming weeks is going to tell the story. One way or the other, which direction this thing's a widespread outbreak, or if there's going to be some rush to vaccinate the population, we'll see a lot unfold, especially when they get passed. And I don't think I'll ever be more happy to see elections passed than what we're having to suffer through here in North Carolina. But, hey, we've got about a minute and a half till break. They're yours. Anything you'd like to add? Then we'll go to Lee in Tennessee, Renee, and then Frank.
One thing I will tell people, if you want to stay healthy, stay away from the hospitals, because that's where all the sick people go.
I think that's pretty good advice. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. We'll go to Lee in Tennessee. How you doing, Lee? The break's going to get you, but I'm going to hold you up through it. You doing all right today? Break's here. We'll get you, Lee, on the other side. The break's here. Then we've got Renee in North Carolina, Frank in North Carolina. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. Lee, I'm sorry the break caught you there. You doing all right today, sir?
Yeah, Fair. I just wanted to tell everybody that I got some good news. The U.S. military did a test using nano silver, 10 parts per million, and it shows that it stops about 90% of the Ebola, and this has been suppressed by the media and the FDA and big pharma, and the lady that's leading the charge for it is called, she's called Dr. Rima, R-I-M-A, and she has a lot of YouTube videos, and she has a lot of sites. You can go to Natural Solutions Foundations, and I caught into another radio show, and she said, well, that lady has no credibility, but I think she does. So, you know, and so nano silver, 10 parts per million, and it has to be, it's most effective when it's 10 parts per million. So this will help save us from going to getting vaccines and going to Ebola camps, you know, if we don't take the vaccines. So that's some good news. And, you know, she has, one of her is Dr. Rima Truth Reports. And, I'm just, you know, hope everybody gets this. that they do have a, it's a therapy. It's not a treatment. She says it's a therapy. Because FDA will get mad at her and try to close her down if she says it's a treatment.
What's your thoughts, Lee? We're kind of having the debate, letting everyone throw it out there. What's your thoughts on what's going on with the Ebola, why it's in the country, and how the government's handling it? Where do you think, this is supposed to work its way into a widespread pandemic, or is it all about bringing around the vaccinations, or is it just going to play out and go away?
Well, I think it's part of both. According to Obama, which we all know it's a puppet, he was saying just a day or so ago that this is a test for something else. This is a trial for another worse epidemic in the future. So I think we're getting prepared. But it sounds a lot of something fishy about it. This could be some kind of copycat Ebola virus. But you know, they're letting us in. They want to, you know, they want to make money. They want to scare people to get vaccines. And then if you refuse it, well, you're going to a FEMA camp, you know. So this is just, you know, evil disguised as dysfunction and everything else, you know.
I think, what do you think about my theory after the elections, they get through all of that process, we're going to see exactly where this is going to go?
Yeah, and also, just so, this is too much coincidence. Ebola spreads at better and colder climates and without sunlight. So this is all pre-planned. This is like a fourth step of a 100-step process. So this is just made to spread. You know.
Interesting. But, anything else you'd like to add, Lee? I appreciate the phone call.
No, that's all. But just please tell everybody to go to that, you know, website and decide for yourself. Okay.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, how are you doing today?
Am I too loud?
No, you're fine.
Okay, because I had the volume turned up because I had it on the speaker when I was listening. Look, I listen to this type of radio because I get much more truth here than anywhere else, okay? But there are certain myths that I think get in the way of us ever being successful because it tends to cater to only one demographic group. The good old days myth. A lot of people who are women or people of color understand that this is code language for pre-1970s when uppity women and blacks had the audacity to think that they were part of we the people and that the all of the positions of power, master, house slave, overseer, were controlled by white males until the 1970s when they started sprinkling in a few women and people of color. The people who have this nostalgia for the good old days, you know, it's actually kind of offensive to other groups who are not white male. You know, the good old days myth where everything was wonderful in the 1950s, this nostalgic myth, you know, it was not. And the thing is, we're remembering, and I'm in that age group, a lot of people are remembering the Disneyland, Leave It to Beaver, Father Knows Best fantasy of their childhood when they were clueless. It looks good because they didn't fully understand what was going on. They had a very narrow, narrow picture. And, you know, because the thing is, and look how much of the evil started way before the 1970s. The Federal Reserve was established, the income tax, Roosevelt took the gold, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam started. You know, it's like so much of that happened before the 1970s. And so, and even today, I think 96 out of the 100 positions of senators are occupied by white males. So the thing is, when these people, so many in this group, are always trying to point the finger at another demographic group, you know, actually that impedes our success because it is offensive to other people. And the only way we're ever going to clean up this corrupt government, which is pretty much, like I say, you don't like the Ebola coming in? Look at all the boards of those pharmaceutical companies. Look at all the senators. Look at the majority of Congress. The thing is, those people are not women, and they are not people of color. So the thing is, if you don't like the people coming over the border, it's because those people are allowing it to happen. The thing is, the sooner people can face this, but you see, they have trouble with the sin of pride, and people always like to think that, see themselves and their group as the good guys, and those who are different from them as the bad guys. That has to stop, because the only way we're ever going to win this, good people of all colors and both sexes have to come against those people in government who are corrupt and doing these things. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what sex they are. If they are dishonest and they are failing us, I am against them. And the thing is, I'm willing to bet money, because it's worked out so well for them with a black, quote, black president, I'd be willing to bet money Hillary's next. But behind all that, the establishment that is really ruling this country has been, from its very beginning, dominated by waspy white males. That's a fact. I know people hate hearing that, because some people, even those who claim to love the truth, have their own favorite lies. That's the truth. We need the good and moral men who can handle this truth, you know, who are brave enough to handle it, to, like you say, try and get the other ones to own this. We cannot ever win this unless, like I say, with a small number of conservative white males. You're never going to win. If you can't do this for your own self-interest and the interest of your grandchildren, well, you have to find a way to join hands with other honest people. I don't care if they're green and purple, to get rid of the dishonest people. And unfortunately, you're going to have to, a lot of the responsibility for this comes from your own demographic group, because I don't care if it's Ebola or brown people, the people who hold the majority of the reins of power in this country are white, waspy white males.
Well, let me ask you this. We're probably going to get caught in the break, and I'll hold you up through the break and let you complete your answer. But you know, one, I agree, we can't do it alone. But here's the thing. Let's say we took your argument and we were going to do that. If we were going to reach across the board, the white males that's in charge of the country, who would they reach over to as far as the blacks or the Mexicans or the other groups? And would they be willing, because I say they would not be willing, because they're benefiting from this situation that's going on just like the white males are, they're just benefiting differently, to work to get rid of the corruption? And if the black people were the majority in this country, would they have ever passed legislation like affirmative action to help the white people get into positions in college or jobs that they wasn't qualified for academically? I say no. It wouldn't have happened. Well, I'll let you answer that on the other side of the break. Then we've got Frank in North Carolina coming up. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media last segment of the broadcast. Renee, I'm going to ask you to be brief with your response because I've got several on hold. I want to give Blue and the others that's still on hold some time. Your thoughts on that 1 minute?
None of the things done for, quote, poor people has been because the wealthy give a darn about poor people. Everything they have ever done has somehow been constructed to benefit themselves. Like, they have to throw them a bone to keep them from maybe rising up and starting a revolution because they're hungry. They're just feeding them enough to keep them placated. It's the same thing the way they divide up things. Look how the taxpayers, are given the expenses of subsidizing health care for many people who work for the major big box stores, okay? They have learned to somehow get it to benefit their income. They give them, they privatize the profits and they socialize the losses. And everything they have done has been actually to benefit themselves. It just, they make it look like they're trying to help poor people.
All right, let's go to Blue, patiently holding on. Hey, Blue, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, I'm good, Aaron. I just don't understand why you keep giving her that much soapbox space.
it's the same thing over and over and over again. Come to the table, Renee, with a solution. Okay, there is a solution.
And you know,
emergency injunction.
I'll get your opinion on this, Blue. The premise of that, as far as, you know, everyone coming together, is a beautiful thought and possibly would work if it could be done, but I don't think that will ever happen or can ever happen. That's my opinion on that. It's just not going to happen. We're too successfully divided, and it's not going to happen. Your thoughts? We got plenty of time. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I think that you're probably right. But we've raised generations of children that do not see color. So that is our only saving grace in regards to that, all right? Are you familiar with the Liberty Bell Project in Alaska?
No, ma'am.
All right, that was with Schaefer Cox. All right, they ended up making Schaefer Cox look like he was a radical, and he had beaten his wife, which he didn't, and they have now thrown him in prison because of this. But what they were researching out was emergency injunction. All right, an emergency injunction works like an order of protection. And because your representatives that are to the federal government or even to your state, even to your local government, represent you, so therefore we are the children, okay? And the whole reason that there's an emergency injunction is to protect the children, because they represent us. All right? Are you following me?
Yes.
And what you can do is, as much as we all hate lawyers, if we can find some good lawyers, and there are some out there that will defend the Constitution, this argument, because we all know that the law is interpreted. It's like watching ice skating or gymnastics. It's all what you think it should be, not what a time trial would be in a marathon or running track. Those are set times. They're defined. But when it comes to the law, it's not. It's all about interpretation. Well, if we can find lawyers that can do this and take this argument to court and really push the issue, we can hold them. We can hold our federal representatives in their own state. Until we, the people, can talk to them. And then we, the people, if the judge allows them to go back to Washington, they will take the representation of the people back. And the second thing that we have to do is suspend the 17th Amendment and put it back in the state legislators' hands. And then we hold the state legislators accountable. Because we have more access to your state legislators than you will ever have to your federal legislators.
Well, that's probably...
But that's how you bring things to the table. Don't sit there and whine and moan and groan about the same thing and not bring things to the table. At least every time when I've called in here, I have sent a solution, a way to even look outside the box, because I don't look in a box. I look in a circle. Because nothing has a beginning and nothing has an end. It's just continuously revolving.
That's interesting. Anything else you'd like to add? I got Dave in Sacramento. I'm going to try to give him a few minutes.
Go ahead. You better dad.
Hey, thank you so much. Dave in Sacramento, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir. Hello, Dave in Sacramento? Do we have Dave in Sacramento? How about Mike in South Carolina? Okay. We may have lost our, Okay. All right, maybe having just a little bit of a technical difficulty there. But while that's going on, I wanted to remind everyone the pledge drive's going on at RBM. The address, if you'd like to mail it in, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Generous donations put you in a drawing for an antique shotgun or a 50 caliber backpack rifle. You can also call in your donations at 1-800-724-2719. Some of the stories I brought with me that I didn't have time to get to, and if he gets the Dave in Sacramento on or Mike in South Carolina, just put them on and we'll take them. We've got just a couple of minutes left. The USA Today this past week ran another story, which we've covered in depth here, about 2,200 people freed from its immigration jails last year with major criminal records. This is something we're just going to continue to see. Just wait till after the amnesty, the stories that will be coming out about who was actually given amnesty in this blanket executive order. You know, when you put it all together... Hello? When you put it all together and you look at the situation and you stand back and look at the whole thing in this country, you look at the massive indebtedness, you look at the unemployment, you look at the record number of people on food stamps, you look at allowing Ebola into the country for whatever scenario plays out, you look at all these different things that's going on, our foreign policy in the Middle East, and you wrap it all up, you watch the lies on the mainstream media constantly at night telling you falsehoods or misinterpretations or misinformation. You look at these campaigns that are being run and the millions and millions of dollars poured into it, and there's really not much difference between the two candidates. They don't represent we the people. But you put it all together, you see that our country is in such crisis. And I know a lot of people, especially people that call in, you know, we have various ideas about what's the solutions, and there's a lot of feeling of hopelessness. But you can take hope in at least warning your friends and family and trying to prepare for what's coming on the horizon. I personally believe that Obama's been given the script to take his country as low as it possibly can in his last 2 years. That's my opinion. I think he may be the closer. And I think after this last election, however it shapes up, the march is going to be on. I think you're going to continue to see the stock market rip back and forth. And we may see another big drop like we saw in 2008. So this is going to continue. Get out of debt. Learn to garden. Buy, stockpile food. Enjoy your Second Amendment while you've got it. Because all they got to do, you know, if you remember the TV series Revolution, they just cut off the power and look at how, what that did to this society. We are all just a slave to the electricity as well. Just like Dave was saying, everyone is slave to their mobile device these days, and what a difference that's made in this society. People dying from texting while driving. I mean, things just are changing so rapidly. But that's the most important thing I think you can do. Don't believe what I say. Look into these things for yourself. Investigate for yourself. Read. The websites are out there. The information is out there. There's a lot of people doing what I'm doing and what RBN is doing. Support RBN to keep broadcasts like this on the air. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.